And once again, a huge shout out to all of our financial supporters, all the community members. You all know who you are. Our 87-8 Survivor Clubs, your names are on the screen there. You're growing and growing, growing every week, which is an absolute pleasure. It means we're doing something right, and we're going to keep on doing it right for all of you all. But a special shout out to our podcast bosses, Kenny Baker, 26 months now. You're a fucking legend, mate. And Cinnamon, 19 months. Can't thank you enough, buddy. And a big, big shout out to our new member, our live show Chad, Roger Roaster, 1 month. Thank you so much. All of you are legends who help the shows go on each and every week. Thank you all for your support, even just by watching or listening. And we hope you enjoy this week's show. And we are live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And welcome to episode 163 of the Daisy Podcast. We are joined, not as usual, but a big welcome back to the one, the only, Cobra. How you doing, buddy?
Again, is that all straight now, is it?
There we go. It's coming through now. Brilliant. Updates or something. It had changed from the device to some weird numbered thing that, yeah. Okay, so what I don't think we need to go through a lot of it again, but I'm just saying that Cobra is back with a vengeance. He's got all his personal stuff, his affairs in order, and he's back ready to be the number one. And he was saying, long way to go, but there's been a lot of growth. Our guest is a no-show at the moment, but that's what you get for organising Australians to come on the show. I have enough trouble waking up to do my own show, let alone guess who.
That is true, mate. That is true.
We are hoping he will join us later, but if he doesn't, hey, we've still got quite a bit to talk about. Talking about him, it was great to see him back and working with his Daisy Academy, wasn't it, Cobra?
Well, yeah, I mean, to be fair, very well respected in the community. And funny enough, I've just been having a chat with Matty, the owner of developer of Bitterroot. And we just, he is a great fan of our man, Grandpa here. So he's going to be tuning in at some point to probably ask a few questions and shoot the shit a little bit. So, but yes, no, it's nice to see him back in action. And he is the granddaddy of modding, isn't he? Clearly, so
of the map stuff. If you were to go to the granddaddy, you know, you're looking back to the armor days, and you know, I don't think anyone would say that Sumrak isn't the biggest. But the thing that the difference there was just, you know, he created this Discord and community where there was so much information and knowledge sharing around a specific aspect of DayZ. Yeah, you look at the Enforger Infusion modders Discord, and that's daunting for someone who's looking to get into it. You know, there's so many legendary names in that Discord, and so many different parts of it. It's a bit overwhelming, especially to someone like myself, who has no clue about modding. I can barely do XML files for a fucking server.
I'll tell you what, mate. I completely agree, mate. I'm the same. I had to get Dave to bloody show me how to put a server together the other day. So, pain in the ass. But no, I'm nowhere near on that level, mate.
Yeah.
On that type of stuff.
But no, and all I've heard is, pretty much good things from people in there that it's just a great resource. And he's got some videos out there. And hopefully he does get to join us later. He hasn't been coy about why he's been away. You know, he's had a few issues going on in his life and trying to find somewhere to live and all the rest of it. And hey, I think there's a lot of people out there at the moment, mate, who can sympathize with someone having some issues. You know, we're living in crazy times at the moment, you know, financially. And I saw something just recently about the dream of owning your own home in Australia is just becoming harder and harder these days. So There's so much fake stuff out there as well. It's kind of refreshing when someone's a bit open and honest about, life can be a bitch at times, but you just kind of suck it up and get on with it. And, this too shall pass, as my missus says to me, eh?
Get on with it, mate. That's what it is. The ones that last are the ones that push through the boundaries and barriers.
Exactly.
That's the ones. So,
and speaking of getting on with it, while we hopefully wait for him to turn up, we've got a few topics to talk about this week, folks. The first one is obviously in the thumbnail for the video. Always Streams dropped a... I'm a big fan of Always Streams. I know we've had him on before, but I love his quirky style. You know, I saw a comment on his video where someone said, you know, those little unscripted moments.
If there are two...
They're not really unscripted per se, but it's his little editing, kind of his signature, where he starts a video and then has this little gameplay moment that's completely unrelated to the topic, but they're usually always funny. But I'll just play the beginning of it. So get ready, folks, and then we'll stop because I don't want to take views away. You know, that's a big topic at the moment about React channels and all the rest of it, but... for those who aren't familiar with Always Streams, I want to showcase his quirky little style that he does.
Two certainties in life, it's that cheaters suck and nobody puts baby in a corner. And you don't have to scroll through DayZ videos for long before you read someone claiming cheaters ruined their drywall. But with there being a number of hacks readily available and with an impressive 4 million players joining the DayZ community just last year alone, it's safe to say some of them may have shown up with less than honest intentions. But here, I'll actually explore if DayZ is a hack fest or if it's just been blown out to proportion. If you like the video, please leave a like or a subscribe. It really helps me out. But without further ado, let's get into the video. Time to die. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. So, straight into it.
And it's those little moments that they're gold, aren't they, Cobra? I love that little style that he's got, a funny little aside, and yeah.
Yeah, I like him, mate. We've had a couple of chats in the past. I do like Always Streams. He is quite funny. But his video is pretty spot on of the current state.
Okay, so for those who haven't seen it, I'll get you to sum it up, mate, because you said that this is a topic that you were really looking forward to discussing in your return.
Yeah, so, I did something on this about a year ago. And basically, the premise was, how bad is the actual state of hackers and cheaters on DayZ? Now, as we know, as Always Streams has just said there are an abundance of cheats out there. And you can obviously sign up, I am told, to various different sites or a particular site. I don't know, actually know what it's bloody called. But you can sign up to it, and it does cover certain DayZ cheats. Now, for the life of me, I have no idea why someone would spend £30-40 on a game and then spend... a reoccurring, I think it's like a quote I got told was $100 to $150 or pounds a month to be able to keep up with these bloody cheats and giving you access.
Yeah,
to them.
So some of them are now. It's not just you buy a cheat and that's it. You're good. You have to subscribe to the.
You have to subscribe now.
Yeah,
from what
which
I understand,
blew me away.
I mean, what? Let's get this straight. Why the hell? First of all, you've got to have an income source that's going to cover that. But secondly, if you're that shit at the game, why would you not go and fucking play another game? I mean, come on, £100 to £150 a month so you can just shoot someone from a mile away. I mean, what's the point? I don't get it. But anyway, I thought the video was very accurate. The moral of the story here is quite simple, and that is, yes, you hear loads of discussions about, oh, there's a hacker, there's a cheater. Do you know what? I've been playing official servers for years now. Yes, I have bumped into a few. Yes, we've done a few videos on them. But you know what? Every server I go to, you're probably looking at, my experience, one in maybe 9 or 10. One in 9 or 10 servers, in my experience, I've hit maybe a hacker or a dodgy kill. But don't forget, a lot of people are putting this down to they get killed, but they're in a bad position. They can't hit a shot because it's a one-shot headshot and the position is over 500 meters away. You ain't going to hear that if you get headshot and are killed. So it's not always going to be that simple. There are the obvious ones that are just completely cheated. But other than that, it's not rife everywhere on every server all of the time. On the community side, as you know, it's a little bit different. You've got active admins there that will ban all of the good servers, will ban them straight away as soon as they find any evidence that you provide camera footage or whatever. But Unofficial, yes, there are a few. Yes, you're always going to, you know, potentially bump into maybe one. I think mainly the Russian stroke Chinese hackers are the worst for it. But other than that, in my opinion, and in everyone I know, content creation wise, who play these every day, it is rare. It is rare. You might have been unlucky and you might have had two or three in the space of a month. I get that. But come on, it's not as bad as what everyone keeps shouting at.
No. And I don't think it's any worse or better than pretty much 99% of games out there. Just had their massive hacker scandal when the GOAT, I think his name was, did his the wiggle that killed the EFT video. A very, very good video, by the way. But, you know, it gets a lot of hype and there's a lot of unrealistic expectations of what people think a gaming company can do. And it's like with IT security, internet security, hardware security, the online battle of, you know, black hats versus white hats is going to be going forever. There's always going to be an exploit that gets exploited, and then the good guys are pretty much always playing catch up. I've heard that DayZ or BI needs to introduce a bounty scheme. For those who don't know, they used to. I can't confirm this, but I don't know if they still do. But bounty schemes are where companies basically pay people for exposing security flaws. It's one of those risky things, like, do you negotiate with terrorists? There's actual communities out there that are formed around bounty hunting. There's Jack Rysider, I think, is the name of the channel. He's done interviews with hackers and people who do the bounty hunting and things like that before. It's a channel I quite enjoy because I don't know a lot about computers. You know, I always joke, Cobra, that it's a wonder I'm able to stream each and every week. And sound issues like this morning are proof of that. But I'm still fascinated and I try to stay aware of what's happening out there in the online community. And I think Always Streams video was, like you said, mate, it was on the point. There are issues, particularly with Official, because Official pretty much just relies on BattleEye. And BattleEye is, it's a anti-cheating software. I don't know of any that are top-notch without being too, you know, restrictive. But one thing I have seen, we've discussed in the past, Cobra, is that it'd be great if there was a report function so that people could report something. But again, like you said,
you've got a bloody team that, though, mate. You know, that costs, that comes at a budget for BI. And of course, they're not going to, or the DayZ dev team, they're not going to spend serious cash monitoring that, mate, would you? Come on. I mean, don't forget, they have done things. I mean, look, they've got the alt situation. They've made big differences with the alt situation now. So as I understand it, one of the things that used to annoy me an awful lot was if you died, and I've run into this on console myself, I've run into this quite a bit. You kill someone, straight away, they're back at their base. They've got their alt out. Less than a minute, they're back at their base. So on PC, that's changed now. So they are doing what they can, but don't forget, you can't have the full package. You can't have everyone pretty much wanting updates and new versions of the map being released, or maybe a new DLC, whatever the case may be, whatever they're working on. You can't have that and a whole team dedicated to dealing with all Official server cheaters. It ain't going to happen, mate, is it?
No, it's not. We'll come back to this topic because we have just been joined by Mr. Sleepyhead, Big Grandpa. You thought the show started in 15 minutes from now, mate.
Yeah, well, what time did they say?
5 a.m.
He thought broadcast died 15 minutes ago.
My bad, welcome. I swear someone said 5:30. Thanks, mate. Great to be here.
It is good to have you back and on the show, and good to have you back in the community again, mate. We talked a little bit about, your situation and how you'd been quite open that, you know, you had some personal shit going on in life. And I actually said, Grandpa, that it's refreshing to see someone out there basically saying, things haven't been great. because there's so much fake shit out there with everyone on Instagram and TikTok about how awesome their lives are. And it's nice to see someone being open a bit and just saying, yeah, things aren't great, but hey, you always still had a smile on your dial. And like Cobra said, you know, those who persist and get through are the ones who succeed. And look at you, man. You're looking healthy.
Oh, thanks, mate. I'm on the dark. 60's coming pretty close now, so I'm trying to stave it off to the best of my ability. But no, look, honestly, we've been living Daisy in real life, and I don't mean that lightly. I mean, when I do the YouTube videos for what's been going on, it's kind of interesting. So we've been, if you guys don't know and you're interested to know, we got floods three times and up in Queensland. Eventually, little grandma and myself ended up sort of homeless and living in a in an old motorhome, which we bought, which probably didn't make it more than 30 kilometers before the wheel almost came off. because the mechanic wasn't really good that fixed it. So we sold that and we got another one. And we've been living pretty well in, to be honest, Bunnings car parks, which is hardware stores for you guys overseas, for about the last 18 months from Queensland down to Victoria, where I am right now. So it's been Daisy in real life, trust me.
And if you're Australian and you know that he's been living in Bunnings car parks, you understand that he has been... One good aspect of that was, my God, man, you're eating the best fucking sausages in Australia on a daily basis.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. We used to call it paying rent. That's what we called it. Staff knew me by name and everything. So yep. It was kind of cool. But no, look, honestly, despite all the hardship, the things we've been through, it's been wonderful. And what really was even more was the support I got from the Daisy community. Constantly, even without great internet, people were looking after each other on my Discord and supporting me. And I even made up a great big picture on the back of the window which says proudly powered by Daisy supporters, just because I thought it was the right thing. And yeah, it's just been a great adventure, guys. Honestly, I know everyone thinks hardships are hard, but sometimes hardships can bring out the best in you too. Yeah, you know, so sometimes you just got to take it as it comes every day.
I did notice that. Could you just say something again? I've just turned your volume up a bit more in Discord.
Test 1, 2.
That's a bit better. Because you're a little bit quieter than both myself and Cobra. But yeah, no, that's awesome, mate. So you've got yourself someplace now. It's quite a nice little setup you've got there, mate. The nice blue light in the back there. And
oh, mate, I finally got a room, a house. I got somewhere to call home with my wife and our little chihuahua that we got. So, I'm just, honestly, to be honest, I'm just blessed. I just, you know, through all we went through, we were living down here in a paddock. And the Mornington Peninsula, ironically enough, my game is based on the Mornington Peninsula. And I came from Queensland down to where I've based my game, which is kind of irony. But, yeah, it's little house is absolutely wonderful. I'm just stoked. Everything's a blessing for us. So nothing to complain about here at all.
That's awesome, mate. That's awesome. We were talking as well about one of the things that I've loved about your involvement and impact on the game is your Daisy Academy Discord. And one of the values of something like that is there's always the modders Discord, the Infusion and Forger, whichever one it's called. But that can be a bit daunting to someone coming in because there's so much going on in there and so many big names in that. And I know I've pointed a lot of people in your direction myself. We've got Maddie, who we've had on the show recently with the Bitterroot, and he's a big fan of yours as well. There's a beauty to having a Discord focused around a more specific aspect of it. And that's something you've managed to achieve with the Daisy Academy.
Yeah. It was accidental, but also incidental. So it was a case of, I got into Daisy many, many years ago when I found there wasn't enough information. And then when I was reaching out for help, I found at one point early on, there was a lot of hustlers. They've since gone, luckily. Mm-hmm. And I almost walked away and I went, no, I'll try to help fix the problem rather than contribute. So I did a few small tutorials. Then I did one which was a challenge, how to build a DayZ map in 2 hours. And it literally works. At the end of less than 2 hours, you see I take a picture, import it, put it on there, and actually get it running. And the reason I did that was just to prove to people that, yes, it can be done, and that it's not impossible. That video kind of gained traction after about 8 months. And before I know it, I just was being inundated with people on my Discord. I have a great moderator who's always off and on the server checking, and that's Flynn. So shout out to Flynn. And thousands of people that have just been helping each other. And to be honest, we haven't had many sort of personal conflicts with anybody. So knock on wood, I've had a really wonderful community that help each other and share information. Even while I've been offline, those guys have been relentless. They've kept, you know, just charging on through and getting the stuff done. So shout out to all the guys and girls on the Discord channel for helping each other out, even while Grandpa was busy playing DayZ in real life.
As you said in chat there, Cobra, it is the best, most wholesome and helpful mapping community out there. So many great mappers in there that daily bounce ideas and tips off each other. Wouldn't be anywhere near where I am today without Grandpa and that Discord, Cobra, as well, Matty said there.
Well, that says it all, doesn't it? I mean, I know Matty personally, so I say personally, we've spoken for quite a lot over his bit of route development map. So I was just talking to him, actually, Grandpa, just before the show. And Matty was...
He woke me up.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd sent him, but he did put it out in chat. But he was very, very, very pro yourself and said that, you know, he was excited to see you on it. So, I mean, I think it's a well-respected member of the community that does nothing but help people. So I think the community returning a bit to you, mate, is definitely well-deserved. And that's so nice to see. So nice to see, man.
Yeah, it's there were some times there that were pretty tough, but you've always got something. And knowing that I had people there supporting me, even though, you know, there was just a lot of people that were jumping on and giving each other advice, there was people actually supporting me, and even occasions people giving me advice. And I'm never above, you know, the teacher learning from the student. So someone teaches me or supports me in something, I'm always humbled to learn something new or to take on advice. So I think the greatest thing of part of a community is not always thinking you're the guru, but realizing you know so much, and then there are other people that know other areas you don't know that you can learn from. If you can bring those two worlds together, the possibilities for learning and sharing and encouraging each other, I just found to be fantastic. And as a result, there are several people from the Discord who have gone on to produce fantastic maps which are out there online, and some of them are being played by Running Mans and a few other people. So shout out to all those guys who put in the hard work, dedication. Thank you guys for being such a wonderful group of people and supporting each other and me, of course.
What's the status with your map?
Okay, let me give you the straight on that one. So after the flood and everything else like that, I lost a great deal of information. I lost probably about 20 to 30% of what I had done in all the process. And a good lesson to guys out there, be sure and make sure that you've got a cloud server running and that you're updating your cloud server after you do any kind of map design work, because I'll personally vouch, and so will Maddie as well, and a few other people, where we've lost information and maps. Someone lost, I think, almost a year's worth of work once. And that'll make you bang your head against a keyboard, but they got back into it, they did it all again, because it's always faster the second time round. So I'm probably now looking at, just to segue quickly, I'm working on the website as of last Monday. I've been working on the new DZ Academy website. So that is not fully functioning. It's sort of up there, but I've got to focus on that now for the next probably 2-3 weeks. That's going to be a whole lot of new tutorials. I'm going to have a whole lot of new stuff on there for people wanting to learn, beginners, intermediate, and advanced. So that's kind of my focus. Once I get that done, I'm going to hammer on into the back into my map.
Just to confirm, is this the website here that I'm looking at now?
Let me have a look. I've got to click a button over here too. Let me see. I've only just put up all... Oh, yep. that's the one. So coming soon. Good. So you can see, yeah, I've been working on that last week and getting.
Okay, so I haven't shared any of your socials yet because I wanted to confirm everything, but I've just gotten everything there. So I've shared that link in the chat now. But what's going to be on here?
Okay, so what it's going to be is the hub for all of my tutorials. So you'll be able to go there. And they'll all be categorized and say whatever it is you're after. I've got a sample one there at the moment, which I haven't uploaded, but it's you'll see the sample there, is RV mats. If you guys don't know what an RV mat is, it's what makes models look pretty. It's the icing on the cake. So you might build a sponge cake and you might want to then ice it. And that's what RV mats are. They bring out that texture, the reflection, whether something's a metal surface or whether it's, say, it's a wood, etc. So you'll see there's one there. I'm going to create categories with all the stuff I've got cataloged that I've done. Put them in there. Easy way to follow one step by step. And I'll also be putting a, there'll be a section, a repository, which will have a lot of the ready-to-go P3D models. So I've got a community that we're going to be putting into that, helping each other share models. So let's say you're building a map, you need a tree. If you go onto the website, you'll be able to find the model you're after. And use that. So that's something else that I'll be working on within the next few weeks, if that makes sense.
That looks great, mate. That looks really, really good.
How is this going to work? Is this going to be a free resource? Is this going to be a subscription model or a pay for the course? Or
that's a good question. I sort of tend to go ahead and design something without thinking of the how I want it to work. But I think probably the fairest way to do it is there will be a lot of free tutorials to get people started. Then anyone that is a Patreon or a supporter, they'll have perks. They can access other things which will be available to them as well. Now, just to make an impressive point, I'm not here to make money out of this, but there is a cost to obviously running the hosting the server and everything else like that. So if I can cover...
We here are not anti people making a buck from doing what they do. Streamers do it, YouTubers do it. Why shouldn't modders be able to do it themselves as well? Provided it's not a scam, provided it's not a fucking a rort. Hey, goodwill does not pay the bills. Goodwill does not put a roof over your head. Everyone needs a bit of cash coming in. And if you make a model that's good, people will flock to it.
That's what I thought was missing in the community, not only the information, but let's say I'm working on a map. I'm one person. I've got to do the land. I've got to do the roads, trees, all the other scripting. With that as well, I'm bringing together an area, a safe area that guys can help each other out on maps. That's the plan so that, say, if you've got a map and you need this done or that done, we can assist each other and help each other back and forwards. Because that's the biggest part of designing a map is one person as opposed to BI that has a whole team of people specializing in each area. We're trying to do this all on our own. So the biggest hurdle for most mappers and modders is just the manpower, being able to do it on their own. Usually is impractical when you've got a full-time job or you've got a family or whatever. So that's something I'll be addressing on the website to try to bring us together in a safe environment. And there's a lot of logistics regarding protecting and copyright of our maps and stuff. So I have to also figure out how we can do all that, whether it's an NDA or whatever it is. But I've heard horror stories where someone from my Discord designed a map and they were testing it, had it on Steam. Someone overseas stole the map. Then they just added all their stuff onto it using Daisy Editor and uploaded it. And, he lost years of
work. The issues that Maddie's been having with his public play tests a bit of root.
I was referring to, actually.
Yeah, but he's been quite public about that, and we've been sharing it as well. Unfortunately, I'm about to hit the yellow demonetize button here, Cobra, but there are shit cunts out there who will just be shit cunts. They can't help themselves, and they have this sense of entitlement that everything is owed to them. They can do what they like. And it is wrong. It is wrong. It is wrong. Respect people's IP. Appreciate the hard work they do designing what they do. And if they want to put some conditions around how it's used, that's theirs to do. If they go too onerous with what they put on it, then someone will make something to compete or better, and they'll lose their market. But respect someone's IP. If you have an issue with it, reach out to them. Maybe make a public tweet about it. You know, to have a discussion on the matter. But to just outright steal stuff is disgusting, and it should be shamed every time it happens. What do you think, Cobra?
It's heartbreaking.
I completely agree. I mean, obviously, as it's been mentioned, I wasn't going to say any names, but Matt briefly told me a little bit.
There's no reason to be coy about it. He's been quite public about it. And, we need to raise awareness of these shit cunts who are doing shit like this. It's not cool. It's not cool, man.
I completely agree with you. I can completely agree with you, mate. But unfortunately, this is what happens all the time, you know. So I think I don't know what's the best way really to kind of effectively shame that. Is it putting out that individual's or tagging them in that tweet? I'm not sure, mate. I'm not sure what is the right way to go about that other than take legal action. But obviously, that is a nightmare, as we all know anyway. So
copyright on Steam's even worse than copyright on YouTube, from what I understand. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, what do you think, Grandpa? What do you think is the best way of dealing with that?
Well, first of all, there are certain countries that won't honour copyright laws anyway, so trying to take them to court is really just a waste of time. I've sort of come from an angle that there are some ways to protect your map and prove that it's yours. And I probably won't disclose them here because I don't want them public. If people want to know that, in my Discord, we can chat.
Right up to his Patreon and get exclusive access, folks.
Thanks. So there's some ways I want to look at protecting that. That's something that's really concerned me. Fortunately, that I haven't released mine, and I've always run it privately for all the testing. But if someone had got a hold of that, and I've built mine from the ground up, so literally every tree, all the buildings, everything. Just a while back, I finished even doing a Blockbuster video and all of that. So all of that stuff that I've spent thousands of hours, someone could literally take it and just run off and start uploading my map and using it. That would be heartbreaking. So I've got a few ideas. If anyone out there has any suggestions of protecting our maps, please feel free to send us a message and let us know your input, because a wise man takes many counsel, as they say. So we're all ears if anyone wants to help us out.
I do have a question. What's up with this thumbnail?
It's very different there, Grandpa, from the office.
The upcoming Daisy Academy website, stay tuned. That is a scary, scary woman.
That was the first time I ever attempted to use AI to see if I could make it actually make a face talk. So I tested that out just as a little promo thing with Green Mountain in the background, and I thought, yeah, that was fun. That was just a little thing I was messing around with.
I don't know how some people get good AI images, man. Like, I've seen some of this stuff, these fake AI girlfriends and all the rest of it, and you'd look at them and you'd go, I would not have picked that isn't a real person. Whenever I type something into AI, I get these uncanny valley things like this that's just, she looks like she's about to turn zombie and fucking eat me.
That's because you're an old man there, boy. You, mate, you're typing in the wrong shit. That's why.
It's great. It's a great new world when it comes to that stuff too, guys. If you haven't used AI, believe me, even as a modder, you can use AI a lot to be able to not only generate images and stuff that you might be doing textures, you can do textures with, but also helping you formulate your ideas in a clean format by giving it points in the open chat AI, and then saying, I want to do this and break it down into steps and give me a nice clean, layout so I know what to follow. And it can actually formulate a great plan if you're working on a map. So you can use it as a tool to help also increase your productivity. So I suggest, guys, if you haven't used OpenChat AI for Daisy modding, give it a shot. You'll be pleasantly surprised what you can achieve.
Soldier Sticks has just put a good comment in there. I was actually thinking something like this myself. about you could put a custom item or asset somewhere throughout the map that isn't visible very easily. And straight away, it made me think of one of the unknown or lesser known Easter eggs in DayZ, that if you go up to one of the guns on, I think it's the American chopper crash, and if you're in free cam mode, there's actually a smiley face inside the barrel that you can only see by going into, you know, free cam mode. That's not visible to the average player. Also, in the train cab of the train engines that you see around the map, there's a nudie girl poster inside the cab.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that years ago. My mate Vanguard found it. He somehow bugged inside it, and he was like, what the hell? Took a screenshot of it. And yeah, apparently it's still there. I don't know. Yeah, I'm an old man. I don't need to go looking for those sorts of images anymore. But yeah, someone might be able to confirm if that's still there. But that would be something that I would think would be a good sort of thing. I know modders...
Like the chimney, isn't it? With his Santa Claus in the bloody chimney. Yeah, all of that. Yeah.
Yep.
I actually arranged trees on one side of my map, which actually, if you're in a helicopter, you can see it says Big Grandpa. So that's another little thing I did. They're going to have trouble covering up a whole forest to try to not make it look there. So that's another reason I did it the way I did. And it's on the texture map on the bottom. So even if you delete all the trees, the texture map still retains those wording, which is in the trees. So tricks like that, we can only put them in play and hope that they'll work. But I think it's pretty impossible to completely get rid of it all. The idea of stamping out bullying, it's a great ideal, but practical, it's impossible.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you. I've got a question for you, Grandpa. What about looking at it from a little different angle here? What is the chart? Now, obviously, we know what Steam's like in terms of contact, but what is the possibility of when you put a map on Steam, like Matty's just done, of having some form of authority, some kind of form that you fill out with Steam that will make sure that only you and you only, if that's what your description is, can actually download that?
You can place a mod privately so it's not public.
Right.
Which means no one can actually see it at all.
Yes.
That will protect you, and I tell everybody when you're testing, otherwise you run the risk until you're ready to release it.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be a point where you've got to release it, and you're just going to accept the fact that I've had it with my mods before, that where people have jumped on and stolen my mods. But there's a way of checking and seeing if anyone's repacked your files, and then you can file things through to BI, which I've had great people on my behalf do it that have filed a complaint against someone else because they've seen they've stolen my mod, and I didn't even know until I checked. Well, that was nice, and BI or Steam basically removed those people. And so it's you've got to take every precaution, but at the end of the day, guys, I wouldn't lose your mind over this, because if you do think you're going to stop them, there's always the chance they'll find a back door. That's just how it is. And if you can accept that, protect your goods, get it out as quickly as you can, chances are, it'll minimize people stealing it. But at the end of the day, people will try. I've got mods that there's a little thing, do not repack, and it's got a guy shoving stuff into a bag, which is right there on all my mods. And people ask me, and I repack this. People say, read it above. It says you can't repack, and people still do it all the time. I've kind of consigned myself to that's just what's going to happen. So don't lose your nana, guys. It won't be fatal, but just work around it when it comes. And for Matty, obviously, that annoyed me when I found out that happened to him. I was really upset about that. Anyway.
So what else have you got coming up, mate? What can we look forward to from you in the upcoming future? The website, obviously.
Website, as you can see here, I'm just setting up all my studio in here. Having lived in 26-foot motorhome for 18 months, I've really had no room or powered electricity to do most of what I wanted. So this studio's the main thing I'm working on. I've got a green screen, which laying on the floor, I'm going to hang that. Once that's all set up, I'll be doing regular, when I say regular, 2 to 3 times a week, I'll be doing live broadcast streams for the community and bringing people on and sharing information, stuff like we're talking about now with modders exclusively. People are making maps. We'll come together and, just showcase our maps and ask questions and do little workshops and stuff. I will also have, and I don't mind revealing it now, I've got a little map I've built, but I'm going to actually invite people onto the map, and it's going to be got its own classroom and all, where we can actually in the game sit there and I can do lectures from inside the game and talk about stuff with each
cool.
other
That's
as
cool.
characters, which I thought was fun because we're building for DayZ and now we can learn inside DayZ as well. Well, why not take advantage and, you know, invite people into our virtual classroom and stuff like that. So there's a bunch of cool things that I've got, you know, slated on the list to get done. So I'm just hammering them out. This is dedication 100% because since of COVID, all that stuff that went on, I lost all my contracts and everything else. So I've got a lot of free time. So I'm going to put it all into this because I love doing this and seeing the joy that it brings other people as well. Who knows? We'll see in 20, 30 years if anyone still remembers me. Hope so.
That's all ask for, mate, is that, you know, we make an impact enough on someone that somehow they, remember us and, yeah.
Actually, it's a good point on that. Back in the 90s when I was modding for Monster Truck Man as an EVO 4x4, I was building tracks and trucks. And there was a guy called Casey Vales. And if you ever Google Casey Vales, his website still comes up in honor of him. Unfortunately, he lost his battle a few years ago, but his legacy lives on. And now there are people, because it's abandonware, who are modding and building inside of Monster Truck Man as an EV 4x4, still using Casey Vale's website and information that's online. So his legacy went beyond him, which people say it's just a game, but to Casey, he loved everything about it, and he built such a big community. And I am always honest to it. He was one of the inspirations for me doing the DZ Academy, was realizing there's something that you can provide that everyone will love all over the world. And I learned that from him, and I just did the same thing back. So rest in peace, Casey Vales, and thank you for all the joy you brought me and so many millions of people around the world playing EVO 4x4 and Monster Truck Madness. Even if the graphics sucked. So it was fun.
Talking when you joined the show, mate, about Always Streams dropped a video, Is DayZ a Hackfest? Did you see that one yourself, Big Grandpa?
Hackfest. Yes. Well, I haven't been able to play over the last year, but I started playing about 3-4 months ago, then I really got into it over the last couple of weeks. And I went into Chinaris and I was walking around and suddenly I heard some guy calling my name over the PA system, telling me that he'd taken control of Chinaris, that he'll kill anybody who comes near me, blah, blah, blah. And he was using all kinds of hacks to see where I was. Well, it was obviously in admin mode or something. And next minute, he shoots me with a beanbag and handcuffs me.
It's on official or on a community server?
Yeah, that's on an official. That was yep. on an official. And when I came to him, I said, what are you doing, mate? And he goes, DayZ's broken. You might as well forget about it. And I just said, you don't know who I am, do you, mate? I said, I'm not just some player. I said, I build maps like this. I teach people how to do it. And he started to tell me how the game's broken and... he's taken over the whole town and he had, he was using all kinds of things to TP. He was using TP to get to and from me and then make himself invisible. And then he could scan for obviously any vehicles nearby, and it went on and off. And I was so peeved off with that, I don't get it. I mean, I don't know what the advantage to that is. I mean, if you can see me and I can't see you, it must make him feel powerful, I guess, for people that are just weak. But for me, I don't like that unfair advantage. If you're going to do something, you know,
it's pretty silly that he did those sorts of things to you, because and making it so obvious, because we've had discussions around cheaters and that in the past. And one thing I found out from an admin of a community server is that for it to show up in the logs, they have to basically do something with something to you. Just melee hitting someone isn't enough. Apparently, that doesn't register properly in the logs. So that's why when you hit someone, you should always do it with a weapon or an item in your hand, because it makes it easier for it to find. If someone in chat can confirm that for me, but that's what I had an admin from one of the servers tell me, because I said to them something sus happened to me, and they went, nothing showed. It just said you died. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, I punched him and said, yeah, that doesn't show. And I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. Yeah. Or when they actually do something to you that shows in the logs like that, that guy's either got more money in accounts than sense, because that's an easy one to report. You know, jump on the feedback tracker, give them the time, the server, the location, and they should be able to get the Steam account of the player and ban it.
Well, I asked him about that. Sorry. And I said, you know, yeah, I said, mate, I said, you understand what you're doing? And I tried to, but he didn't care. And he said, oh, look, I don't care. He goes, even if I get caught, within 20 minutes, I can go online, pay, I think he said $7, get another Steam DayZ account, and be back on in less than 30 minutes. Now, I won't mention the guy's channel because I don't want to push directions to him, but he has a YouTube channel. He is Australian.
And, I know who you're talking about. I think it was, to be fair, I think it he had a YouTube channel. I think it got struck down by BI.
Aussie, what was it called? Aussie something or rather.
The Aussie Degenerate.
That's the one. So yep. We had a good chat in game, and I think he felt, yeah, said a few things. I said a few things back, and he didn't have any answers for him. And then, yeah, basically I just ignored him because I like playing vanilla now and then. I just like the challenge of jumping out of vanilla and trying to survive. But I had not really noticed there was a lot of hackers at that particular point. And then I realized. It's different when you're playing PUBG. I mean, there was always hackers when
thing,
I was playing PUBG.
I want to jump in and say is when I watched Always Streams video, I agreed pretty much in principle with the majority of it. And ScaleSpeed has just jumped in and said that the question of why hackers hack is moot. They just do shit cunts will be shit cunts. And normal players won't understand it. What's important is that BI do something about it before too many players lose confidence in the game. The one thing that Always Streams didn't really mention, you know, you talk about the numbers aren't as big as everyone thinks, but DayZ is the sort of game, and with if you know anything about the tools that hackers have at their disposal, they can see people pretty much across the map anywhere. They can hit you, you know, in ways. The impact of one skilled hacker, I hate to call them skilled, but who knows, when I say skilled, I talk about who knows how to use his tools, who knows how to be more discreet in what they're doing. The impact one good hacker can have on an official server or even a unregulated community server is massive by comparison to a lot of other games. They can really destroy a server if they get in. So it is important that BI, BattleEye, and that do try to stay on top of it as much as possible.
Well, put it this way. So when I first got into content creation, there is a reason why 98% of all content creators only go on modded servers and do their content creation there. There's only a few of us that actually go on official servers and run the risk of this. Because if you've spent a week grafting and getting your, you know, whether it's a base or whether it is up to scratch, and it's okay losing it to a legitimate situation or a group of players or whatever, that's fine. That's great content. But to then suddenly get killed out of nowhere, lose everything, your whole base is popcorned and destroyed, it's not even there anymore, through something that's dodgy as hell like that, you can't put a video out like that. So for me personally, like I said, but we've got to put it in context though. Yes, there are hackers, but they are nowhere near as many cheaters hackers as they're as purported to be.
And it's worse than any other game.
It's no worse. In fact, I agree. And if you look at some of the other, I mean, I did a little bit of research on this myself last year when I was trying to work out what next kind of move in that world was going to be content creation. And I'll tell you this, there are so many more games out there that have massive, massive bigger problems than DayZ. But at the end of the day, it's a game we all love. We're all invested in it. And of course, we don't want to see that shit. But ultimately, there's nothing that we can do about it. And as Scalespeed is saying, I've got to do something about it. I do think there are some moves that they've made that have helped. But
they said in the last dev stream, didn't they? They banned a lot of accounts this year so far.
Yeah. Loads of accounts from what I listened to. And obviously the alt account banning situation, that has helped. Well, I say banning. It takes now, what, I can't remember what it was now. Is it an extra hour to log in with an alt now? I think it's something
sure.
like that.
I don't recall that, but that's...
Yeah, it's something like that. So they are doing something. But then again, it all comes down to bloody money and budgets, doesn't it? Are you going to employ, as we just said, a team of people dedicated all day, every day, looking at reports of cheaters, when you know as well as I do, a lot of people die and think they've been killed by a hacker, when in fact they've just been legitimately shot, or there's been a bit of game lag, or whatever the case may be. You need a big team in place and a big old budget to sort that out.
I've seen ban lists, Mackay, and I know there's a lot on there, but it's still in respect of how many people are actually playing the game.
Yes,
it's not like it's, you know, 50% of people are hacking, or, you know, it's a relatively small percentage, but it is still a lot, because, you know, it's easy to do them, it's easy to get. Why people do it, like, this is something else we're talking about, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Why people sign up for these, because most of these cheats now are apparently like subscription models. You have to pay each week or month or whatever. Why you would give them any form of payment detail, even your PayPal, is beyond me, because, you know, that PayPal links to an email, and just why you would do that. Don't people remember the Ashley Madison hack, Grandpa?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, he says that, Cobra. I bet you he was one of Ashley Madison's clients. Cobra, you don't know what I'm talking about either, do you?
No bloody clue, mate, though.
No. Ashley Madison was... there's a great set of videos out there on it, but it was a Life is Short, Have an Affair website that was basically all about cheating on your partner. And organization hacked them and basically said, if you don't shut this website down, we're going to release everything. And they released everything. There were some really big name people out there, like from, you know, televangelists in America and politicians who had accounts on this website. And all of it got released because all of this stuff was stored. And it's the same with these cheaters. So, yeah, if someone who's selling cheats is not a good person at heart. Their morals are not good. You can't rely on them to respect your privacy and all the rest of it. If it's to their advantage, they will fuck you over. They will,
Like the bloody fraud scammers, isn't it? That's all it is.
Yep.
People to just want to take the piss. I've just read a couple of comments in the chat. VIP Mickey is saying that ask any big server owner or list their ban list. Well, yeah, I mean, all modded servers have a list of cheaters that they're banned. And of course, as we all know, they share them around. There is a blacklist. But like I say, you know, you look at something like Sunnyvale, huge, huge set of servers.
Yep.
Of course, they're going to get hackers all the time on there. They do. I mean, I was on there recently and there were 13 people banned in one day on that. So we are aware of that. But as Scalespeed has said, you know, record the clips of incidents, upload them to the bug tracker. I completely agree. I mean, we're not sticking up for anyone, you know, not coming up with a solution here, the game developers. But the fact is, you've got to also measure that out with the balance of what it costs. And I can fully appreciate it. You
know? The name Mackay mentions in chat there, Big Grandpa, though, Fonzie, that's a different scale compared to the average, you know, dickhead who gets mum or dad's credit card and downloads his hacks just so he can, no scope everyone on the server and make himself look great for his PvP montage video. Someone like what Fonzie and Third Temple have done to a server, that's a different level. That's a whole different level, you know. For those who remember the incident with Sunnyvale that got mentioned, that was so complicated and so big. You know, they weren't really hacking for personal, you know, they were hacking for a whole different motive. And I don't want to go into it too much, but that's the big issues that I think need more focus. You know, that weird exploit that apparently they've got, I haven't heard much about it. I kind of hate even discussing it, but, you know, some of the stuff that got done to those servers with that noise bug that basically makes it unplayable, that's the scary stuff. It's bad when you get a hacker on who's cheating and, you know, teleporting and stuff like that. But when you've got people who can do more malicious things to the stuff behind the scenes on a server, that's the scary stuff to me, Big Grandpa.
Yeah, well, my grandson, who's an avid DayZ player, he actually got banned.
I've got to say, life goals right there, people. Granddad and grandson, life goals. That hit me in the feels, my man. That is,
wow. Be Big Grandpa for nothing. So, but no, my grandson, a ghost, who's, I don't know if he's listening, but shout out. Yeah, look, he's got very strong morals and character. He actually works 4 to 5 nights a week. He's been doing that since he was, I think, 12, at our niece's restaurant and stuff. So he's a very honest kid. He's very polite. He came to me, I've been banned. I said, what did you do? First question was, what did you do? And he said, nothing. He said, I got accused of cheating. And I sat with him and I said, be straight, be honest. Did you use any hacks? He said, no, I didn't. And we pleaded a letter towards Steam and everything else to reinstate his thing. And after 3 or 4 emails, they just said, no, we're not going to do it. You had to go and buy another Steam account. The point in that is, I lean on the side of trusting his character, knowing him so well, that I don't believe he used a cheat or even did anything, but someone or some people filed it against him and he instantly got banned. So if what he's reporting is true, and I always lean on the side of knowing his character, so I don't believe he cheated. I've never seen him do that or anything else like that. If he was banned as a innocent player, that's frustrating now, because good to ban a hacker, but now when you're an innocent player that's just lost, 6,500 hours, I think he had clocked, that was shattering. So he had to start all over again. So you get sort of, you know, that affected someone who I believe is innocent. Now, I'm not going to say 100%.
I want to interject there. One thing I took from that, which really impressed me, is that you're talking about family, you're talking about your grandson who you play with, but you were still prepared to entertain the possibility that he may have done something silly. And that is an admirable quality to me, Cobra, that he wasn't just going blindly in there. How dare you? He's my grand. You sat him down and you said, come on, bro, be honest with me. Did you do something stupid? Mm-hmm. No? Okay. And then you took him at face value. But the way you worded that, respect for wording it that way.
But don't forget though, I mean, this does happen sometimes. You know, I've seen quite a few players who've had accounts banned when they haven't actually cheated. I mean, there was one, there's a friend of mine actually recently. He was on, it was a modded server, and he got into a fight. I think he killed about 7-8 people in a row at a busy airfield. I think it was on Deer Isle, actually, a busy military. And the actual guy he killed first managed to run back and he killed him again as a freshie, right? That straight away got reported. And within about 20 minutes, the admin team had looked at it, banned him. And my understanding, I don't know if this is strictly true or not, but my understanding was that his name was then placed onto the blacklist of players, bannable players. And that got shared around a little bit. It was only after a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, and the admins had actually taken a proper look at his actual stats on the logs, that they realized actually he hadn't, every shot was legit. He wasn't using any hacks. It was very, very clear. But these things, I've heard of this happening before. And that's, unfortunately, the bad side of these situations. And hackers cause them. So, you know, it is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I told him, well, just you'll have to buy another account and do it again. So he's went along those lines. I know, look, I've played with him. He's a brilliant sniper. I've seen how good his skill set is from playing so many hours of this, PUBG and everything else. So our in-depth conversation, I believe he did exactly what you just said. He went on a killing spree. And people just assumed and decided, you cheated. That's how I died. But
and I think look, there's a lot of streamers in particular who are bad for this, who when something goes against them, the first thing they do is go, hacks, 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 where DayZ is a brutal game in that you often die and you don't know how you died. And there's some weird stuff with the geometry. You know, you watch Wobo videos with how some surfaces can be penetrated and others can't. And you've just got to, you know, look for a pattern, but don't scream it every single time. And a lot of people, they see their favorite content creators. You know, there's some people who are more prevalent for it, whether it's their ego or whatever. They can't believe that someone bested them in the PvP and they just go straight to, That's sus. Must be a hacker. The best advice I've ever had for streamers is, even if you're 99% certain it's a hacker, don't acknowledge it. Don't even talk about it on the stream. If you've got a relationship with the admins behind the server you're playing on, send them a discreet message. Maybe get one of your mods to, and get your mods to crack down on people talking about it. Because for the majority of these people who use these hacks, they're doing it for attention, especially when you're a content creator. You know, they want to come in there. They want to see you bitch and moan and complain about it. And if you don't, they'll go somewhere else. They'll get bored and they'll move on. If you acknowledge them, you're doing yourself a big disservice there, Cobra.
Well, see, how I combat this when I'm streaming live, what I do is I have a little team behind me. So I have a friend of mine called T, as you've met before. He's been on the show. He's one of the he's the new Armageddon server owner. So what he either joins in the streams or he's watching these streams live. Now, when I get killed, legitimately, that's no problem at all. If there's something I think that is slightly off here or clearly off, I will slip him a little message on Discord, DM him, and say, can you check that kill feed? Now, I can only do it on modded servers that have got kill feed. But what I say is, can you quickly check this player, his history? And because he's obviously a server owner, he's got access to the tools, he will have a little look. Now, if he comes back with the fact that this person's got 6 banned accounts or whatever else, 20 bloody alt accounts or whatever else, that is only when I will call out, probably after that stream's finished, right, server owner, just so that you know, you might want to have a look at this individual. We got killed by this player. It's dodgy. You can see the stream. Plus, I've had the checks done on him, and he does have 6 bans on his accounts. That is the... I don't call him out on stream. If I die, I die. I'll take the piss. But ultimately, if it's very dodgy, I think there's a way of doing it. And I think we look silly ourselves if we're just going, shit, we're dead. Oh, it's a hacker. I think we look a bit silly. So you've also got to take a bit of responsibility. And as VIP Mickey is saying, no, they need to upload evidence there. They generally do, but there has been an issue in DayZ, which we've covered before, where people were uploading without evidence on those banned lists.
Yep.
So we are fully aware of that. But I think that's kind of been
tools,
looked at.
Yeah, there's a lot of people banned on there, Grandpa, and there's no notes. There's no information to support it. And that needs to be cracked down on. You know, as bad as hackers is, we also need to run it professionally, especially when it's a paid service. You know, there needs to be a higher standard of proof required for these global bans, shared bans, information.
Yes.
If it's going to be uploaded, there needs to be, you know, the same as with court. If it was a free service, I'd be more lenient. But when it's a subscription service to access that CF Tools stuff, there needs to be a higher standard. I think they have gotten better, though, from what I understand.
Yes, I understand they have. Yeah. I think
and that's good to hear.
That.
Philip and them, and I've got to give them respect for that. But, yeah, Right. What else have we got here? This was really cool. Grandpa, you might like this because it's kind of, I tried to pick some topics that were around mapping and all the rest of it. And one of the things that has always frustrated me,
Joseph Garfunkel,
is the lack of interaction with so many parts of the map in DayZ. Yeah, you travel around and you see all these really cool things, and we're getting Josie Garfunkel on the show in the near future as a guest because I love what he's doing. But this one in particular, I'm not going to lie, I got a little erect from this, Grandpa. This was so cool when I saw this. So I'll let it play. I don't like playing the whole thing, but Josie has a lot of really cool stuff. I'll share his channel, but here we go.
What's cracking? Josie Garfunkel. And today, we're going to talk about another event group creation by Dabs and Doritos. So what Dabs has done with
not inclement
this situation,
Dab, this is another
has
person
gone through
with Dab.
And decked out a gun rack. Made a little display of multiple gun racks together to kind of make like a little armory care package ordeal, and he's placed these as dynamic event groups, and the event spawns are at all the vanilla gun rack locations. As you can see, it is not your standard gun rack. It holds a lot more guns. Like I said, it's a little armory arsenal care package, but it is a beautiful display. Something gorgeous that you would love to run across, I am sure, especially in a PvP situation or even just a PvE situation for some scenario play, however you want to mess with it. But let's take a look at this XML file, run through the brief of how to add it into your server, as we always do.
Now, I'm not going to play anymore because we don't need to go into it, but I love that. It frustrates me to no end on vanilla Chernarus Livonia maps. You see these gun racks, and there's nothing ever on them. Nothing ever on them in vanilla DayZ. And it's kind of like, it's a nice little piece. I've seen them used in storage mods for bases and all the rest of it. But what a great idea for a dynamic event, Grandpa.
That's pretty cool. That's what I like, is when I see someone look at something and they not only create something, they improve something that could be better. And that really comes from a combination of both playing the game and understanding the mod side of it as well. Because if you've got both bits of experience, you sort of know what's missing and what to add to improve the experience for players. So that's another great... on that, shout out to Hunter Z and all the great mods, because he contacts me as soon as he does a mod, and he's probably listening. Hunter, always, we've chatted and stuff, he will always send me a video first up and show me what he's done. The tow truck, what a great idea. You know, love the tow
even
truck.
Even Rag Tyson, the two modders I've got such a hard on for at the moment. Those two are just blowing my mind with the stuff they're doing.
Well, he's done, as the dogs, he's done the crocodile, he's done the snakes. I don't know if he's released those or you guys have seen him, but he sent me a while back all the tests. So, you know, like these people are adding something to the game that is improving the experience for a player, especially for me where I needed crocodiles and snakes. So I'm not whinging at all. I don't have to ride all that now. So he's helping to, And this is the biggest thing that I've always had a little bit of a gripe with, so I don't mind voicing it.
What the show's
people
for, mate.
Say,
we talk the good BI, stuff, but we also discuss the bad stuff. Go for it.
BI. I always say this, don't call out to Uncle BI for help. He probably will never respond. Now, I've contacted him multiple times for questions and other stuff like that and just never got a response. But keep in mind, DayZ is the longest lasting game with a player base and a mod base that's outlasted everything else. The reason that is true is simply because of modders and mappers that have kept the longevity of this game rolling on. Yet I found DayZ Academy, they were lacking support really for the modders that are the backbone of this game. You know, so I was always disappointed that they weren't releasing enough documentation or supporting us or anything else like that. They couldn't have one person in charge of, say, public relations with modders. That's the biggest part of the game. You go on maps now, it's very rare to find a lot of vanilla maps. Most people are always put mods on there because, you know, we want tow trucks and dogs and whatever else we got. So that was always my gripe, was that, you know, BI never really got behind the modders. I know they have with Armoury Forger. I see their angle now, and I have Armoury Forger. I've used it. So I think they're trying to now change the past and work through with Armoury Forger. So I can see that's there. But how much they're going to support the individual, it's yet to be seen, because, yeah, it's documentation. As you know, guys, for DayZ, scripting and stuff.
We've had that mentioned quite a few times, yeah, that... and look, that's something that for those who don't know, I've been working with Connor from Custom DayZ Services, and the website for 87.8 is going through some overhauls at the moment. And one of the things I've asked him to look at, because I'm nowhere near smart enough to do that, is basically to create a hub that, you know, if someone types in, how do I learn to mod in DayZ? Hopefully our website will come up, and it's not going to be that we are the answer that you're looking for. We're going to be the, there are many different resources out there to help you. Here is a link to Grandpa's DayZ Academy. Here's a link to the Infusion Modders Discord. Here's a link to the BI documentation. And yeah, you know, basically they're, from what I can tell, there's nothing out there like that. I know I'm revealing my plan, but I've talked about this before. I don't care if someone else does it. I really don't give a shit. You know, as long as we can get something up there to collate all this in one easy to navigate, simple thing, so that it makes it a bit easier for, you know, that's I've heard that so many times, Grandpa, that one of the biggest barriers to people getting into modding is finding the information on what you need to do. Because it's so diverse. And unless you know someone and get lucky with someone who's prepared to sit down and help you, it's pretty difficult. You know, I've heard it time and time again, DayZ is a difficult game to mod for. But if you can do DayZ, you can do almost anything else.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah, that's why the DayZ Academy to me was the right place that people come to. And I can provide as much as I can, and people can provide information. So if people want to contribute to the DayZ Academy in the way of information tutorials, feel free to approach me. The details you'll provide. And I'm happy to bring people on board. It's not just about Big Grandpa being the center of it. It's just I do what I do. But if someone else can provide and are happy to, you know, add that to the Academy as well, please let me know, because I want to build this up to as much information as I can get. So we've got a good storehouse of, especially scripting.
It's everybody, like, welcome back to DayZ.
There's very few samples of even scripting. And the people who know how to script tend to keep it tight to the chest, and they won't really share that much information, or they'll try to charge people. And there are some people who are happy to help each other out.
Yep.
So that's one of the biggest factors. It's hit or miss with the trying to script things without enough examples or, you know... if you go over to Unreal, obviously Unreal, there's thousands of videos, tutorials, scripting demonstrations, so you can learn that. And I can use Unreal, but I still keep coming back to DayZ. So it's where my heart is. So I tend to try to work with what there is. And as well as that, if you went to Unreal and did the same thing, trust me, you will be struggling to do it as one person inside of years, because you've got to develop everything. With DayZ and modding, you've got all the structure there. You've just got to learn how to, you know, add the mods or build the map, and you can do something pretty much on your own if you dedicate yourself to it, as opposed to one of the other bigger engines. But once again, it comes back to the same problem, is information and documentation. As I said, RV mats is a big question. People don't understand RV mats. They put a mod in, they build a building, they put it there. It looks good, but they don't understand what RV mats are, how they affect the quality of the image, and what multi-RV mats are. So you can write one RV mat which will add multi-textures to one building rather than separate. And that's something I've been working on a tutorial for to help guys out. So
watching Cobra's face right now as well. He's like me in this aspect. that RV mats. Yeah. The mats are very important. You've got to have something to, you know, protect your feet when you're walking over surfaces and that, because mats are... I'm involved in the background of the croc mod you were talking about with Hunter Z, and Windstride's helping. Windstride's helping with it as well, creating some of the textures of the models. And what, listening to Windstride and Hunter Z talk, I feel like the stupidest. Well, I am. It's not a case of I feel like, but I am the stupidest person in that group. They're using abbreviations, and I'm literally sitting there going, "I like turtles. Yeah, turtles are cool." I like potatoes. I have to get them to dumb it down. I'm talking about IK, and I was like, are they saying, I know? Are they missing the R? Are they like, I know, right? But it was some kinetics or some other thing, and they explain stuff to me, and it's literally in one ear, out the other. I have no clue, but I'm just happy that there are people so brilliant in the community. Speaking of brilliant, another sort of map-related thing, our boy Scale Speeder, who's in chat, I saw him there before, released a... I love people who are doing stuff like this. And he's definitely someone that we will be linking to on the website for a great resource for learning. Because he literally has so many guides out there. Some of the most simple things, you know, like how to install a certain mod. Because some of that stuff to some people is like you are talking algebra. Trigonometry, you know, time-space continuum. But he's got a great video here.
Welcome back, of course, to Green Mountain. And in this video, I'm going to talk to you about my new 1.22 compatible survival hardcore server files for community servers for PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. And these are the files that I do every update to make the DayZ experience more difficult. So the idea with these files is that I wanted to bring back that experience that you have when you first play DayZ and you're starving to death and you know you can't find food really because you don't know where to look, and you can't find a weapon, and you have all these really difficult things that once you've been playing the game for a few dozen hours, those things really aren't that difficult anymore, and you only kind of really experience that normally at the beginning when you spawn in on the coast. So I want to bring that back. So if you're kind of familiar with these files, the links to them to my repository, GitHub repository and my Mega, they're in the description below this video, so you can just nip over there and you'll know what to do with them. But for everybody else, I'm going to go into a little bit more detail, and I'm going to tell you how you install them as well. So let's jump out of here. So in the description below this video, you'll find a link to my GitHub repository, and you'll find a link to my Mega. So if one of them's down, you've always got the other one. And to get the files, you just click on code, download zip, or within Mega, you can just kind of download the files too. Unzip them on your local drive, and then you'll have access to files. Now remember, these should only be installed when 1.22 goes live. So after we get the nod from Nitrado if you're on console, or from DayZ if you're on PC, that the servers are being updated, and that might well depend on your server provider. That's when you would install these files after that. Okay, so what is actually in these files? What
this
do they
is the
do?
Bit I really
well,
want
well,
to showcase.
I've gone to a little bit more effort this time to really think about how I want my DayZ experience to be harder. And as I said to start off with, the essence is, you know, that original DayZ idea of that if you find a can of beans, you should go, oh my God, that's brilliant. Fantastic. I've made my day. So they're basically vanilla files that I've added these additional mods. So lots of items spawn in with more damage. So things aren't going to last as long. So if you find a gun, chances are it's going to be badly damaged. And so as you're using it, it's going to break, and so you're going to have to find another gun. Your clothes are going to be damaged.
Now, I'm going to pause it there, but you guys can see everything else that he's got on there. You know, half boxed ammo, half the weapon mags, less loose ammo, less gun repair kits. And there's a lot of people out there. Like, I put a post up on Reddit asking people for, you know, what mods would you have. But you don't need to just download a whole bunch of different mods, Grandpa, to
so they're not going to last that
to make it more hardcore. You can do a lot just by playing with the files of the game to Get your Daisy bingo cards ready, folks, to get that cock and ball torture Daisy that some of us like. And the beautiful thing here, Scale Speed is a bit of an underrated, in my opinion, by a lot of people, legend of the Daisy community. He's up there with Wobo, in my eyes, personally, in the amount of information he shares to make it easier. I don't know about you, Cobra, but I've gone and watched his videos myself when I've tried to install a server. You have as well, Grandpa. To install my own server. He, for the most part, everything's simple. He's got a video for almost everything. It's one of the best resources, and it's all free out there. What more can you ask for, Grandpa?
Exactly. I've got to say this, Scale Speeder, you're a legend. And also thank you to Scale Speeder, who is actually one of my Patreons. So he was kind enough to actually support me, which I was shocked when I saw his name come up. Thank you, Scale Speeder. And I always say I love hearing his voice. He's got such a good
speaking
voice. The clarity, the whole, I'm not sure what part of England he's from, but it's just always so sharp and clear.
He's definitely from a really posh part. You're not from one of those feral places like Uncle Ray Ray.
But no, he's a love legend. He does such a good job.
I reckon Cheshire, mate. Ask him.
Cheshire?
I don't know where he is, but I reckon it's somewhere like that.
His simplicity, I've gone back and watched his video. Actually, I've got to say this, I had to go back and watch some of my videos recently to figure out how to do certain things because I actually forgot. And I went, oh, that's right, I'll watch my video. And there's me teaching me from years ago certain things that I've forgotten. So, which is kind of like, I don't know if it's
you've come full loop. The circle of life is complete, mate.
I don't know if the old timers are kicking in, but to be able to watch a video and me teach me was irony, but the same side of it, realizing the value in that prosperity, having that there and going back and going, oh, cool, I'm glad I recorded that. I wasn't going to do it, but I did it. And now I get something, not only just for them, but helps out an old timer as well. So having videos like Speed Scaler, he's a great guy. He does such a great job and such a humble guy too. That's what I really respect about him. He's not in it for glory. He just does what he does. So thank you, Speed Scaler.
I was so happy when Michael last year donated the Yellow King amazing statue that Petty Weddy made to Scale Speeder. Oh, yeah. Scale Speeder, you need to do another video with the Yellow King, mate. I enjoyed watching your videos on your YouTube channel and on Twitter and stuff like that of the Yellow King drinking Red Bull and stuff like that. not Red Bull, sorry, Iron Brew. And yeah, but no, that's awesome. And there you go, Cobra and Scale Speeder live close to each other. Maybe we'll see a bromance develop there, folks. But they can do a duet of them both eating a Greg's sausage roll together, one starting at one end and the other. Nom, 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 nom.
That's not quite my cup of tea, but
So that's good. Now, he's a great guy. He's put a lot of work into his videos and helped me numerous times. So, you know, more people like that definitely makes our modding experience much easier. So it's good to see.
Now, what else did we have there? We're getting close to the wrap up time.
Aye, aye.
I wanted to showcase. This only came out just before the show went live, but the dev team are asking. Have you ever thought about making a Daisy themed book? Design a cover, make a title, and give us a peek into the story. Join the Daisy book contest. Your creation might even find its way into the game. Check out the details, and they've got a link for where to go. But I love stuff like this. I really do. I'll put that link into the chat. But little things like that really mean a lot to the community, okay. Grandpa.
Yeah,
it's a great way to show a bit of love back, and there could be so many fun things that you could come up with, you know. Yeah, I'm excited to see what people do with this, to be honest, Grandpa.
That's good. Yeah, I like that. I like novel ideas like that, coming up with new suggestions. Engagement, really what it is we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Engaging people in the game and feeling like they've got some input and value to, you know, how it's evolving and becoming something new. Keep in mind this, guys, that with Armory Forger, obviously the road to armor, everything else, there will be a point where I believe that they will then take DayZ onto that you know, and move forward from there. At least I'm hoping they will. There is a DayZ mod you've probably seen. Yeah, it's good, but it's not DayZ. It's done well, but it's not exactly DayZ yet. But there will be a time where all of that will transition across. So keeping people engaged and modders, you know, in the loop, as I said before, that's what I kind of was really wanting to see people do more, is just engage each other. So, yeah, good on you, BI, for throwing stuff out like that and engaging us people who sit in our basements and eat Cheetos
and drink
all kinds of stupid stuff. Mountain Dew. So we're...
Yeah, the spotlight, Cobra.
Okay, so we're bringing this back. You know what I'm specializing in, people. So for me this week, I've been taking a little look at the last 7 days worth of content creation over on YouTube. There is several great videos out at the moment, but one that caught my eye was firstly the thumbnail. And this comes from our man, Barbarius. Now, he has put out a video a couple of days ago now, how I conquered a server as a solo. So the first thing I will say is, you know, all us content creators are looking for the same catchy little titles. Yes, you've probably heard that about 300 times this week, but the thumbnail is what is going to draw you in here. Now, this is a little bit of a video that took place on Essica, and our man is lethal on there. He ends up going on a bit of a kill streak, takes a load of gear off people, but he's actually playing as solo, which, as you know, is difficult to do on a modded server that is highly populated by groups. The only criticism I have is that he's playing with bloody filters, with the filter stuff, I don't like that, but ultimately it's a good video, a good little storyline hanging on it, and that for me is my video of the week. Now, before we move any further on to that, I need to give a shout out to our guy Matty Triceps, by the way, who very recently, I think it was 2 weeks ago now, he hit the 10,000 subs marker over on YouTube. I reached out to him just before, wishing him the best of luck. He was hoping to hit it on a stream, I believe. Lo and behold, 2 days later, he pulls over the mark with his first 10K. We've been kind of having a chat every now and then since that time. Really happy for him. Obviously, he's got his own servers, and he is doing a good job over there. Slightly different content to myself, but congratulations to our man, Matty. But going back to the content creation, there are about 4 or 5 decent videos that have come out in the last 7 days that I really like. But for me this week, it's Barbarius. So well done, my friend.
PSA for everyone as well. If you're looking for, I like to do this every now and then because it's important to share this, because the one failing of YouTube by comparison to Twitch is that they don't make it quite so easy to find the DayZ category, but it is doable, and the more we share this, the better. DayZ topic. So when you're up here, just type in DayZ. Then you can sort it by a bit different now because I've got the VidIQ stuff, but you can sort it by filters and get it down to the actual game. But what you're looking for is that DayZ topic. One of the other ways that you can find it is if you click on, say, a video, the majority of people have it somewhere. I'm just trying to remember where it is. DayZ. There you go, DayZ. They add the game, and then you can actually click on that, and it brings you to this. And everyone who creates content and uses the gaming and then the actual game category DayZ, it gets linked here. So then you can see who's live, everything like that, and you can subscribe to this as well. Make sure you subscribe to it, and then you can go and check it so that when you are, I wonder if there's something new out there. You know, I'm certain Cobra has this, and this is how he's staying on top of it. But it's got a few categories there. Home, live, yeah, everyone who's streaming at the moment, recent. Yeah, bit of a trending category in the space. Let's plays. Official. And about. So a lot of really good information there, all available in YouTube for anyone who's interested in it. So if you're not, I will share the link as well, and I'll try to remember to put it into the video. But if you are not subscribed to that, you're doing yourself a disservice. If you genuinely want to find anything else out there that's happening in the way of DayZ content, folks, I guess you're on that, Cobra.
Yeah, I'm on there. Yeah. I do use it every day. It's a good tool to use. It kind of cuts out all of the rubbish that you don't want to see.
Yep, definitely does. As the guest, what is something you would like to raise awareness of, mate? Showcase, whether it be DayZ related or not DayZ related.
Come back to me. Give me a chance to get a thought on that one, and I'll come up with a good one.
Okay, I'm going to stick with my guy. I give a shout out to Mr. Triceps today. I'm going to shout him out. He's done really well recently, and I'm so pleased for him that he's hit his 10K mark. So well done, mate.
I am just looking. There we go. It was. Mine is someone we talked about earlier. In the show, Mr. Always Streams hitting 30,000 subscribers on YouTube. That is a big achievement, and I could not be more happy for him. Definitely deserves good it. A bit like Scalespeeder. He's got one of those great voices for narration, and he's witty, he's funny. Everything I look for when I'm looking for a DayZ video. So congratulations, Always Streams. I have no doubt we'll probably this time next year, he's probably going to be 100K. Isn't it great that this game, 10 years old this year, folks, and people are still going gangbusters with growing in the DayZ community?
Absolutely. Exactly.
I think I've got it.
Go for it.
I think it's a general topic, but I think it's an important one to discuss, and that is for a lot of people going through things that are tough, hard. First of all, if you're suffering any kind of mental illness, anything but depression, please seek counselling. Go see people if you're struggling with stuff. But what I'd like to add to that is that the greatest thing you learn from tough times is actually how to overcome, how to deal with it. You can't always fix every problem, but you can address each issue as it occurs to you. I've been through a lot. I hit a kangaroo in Albury and blew the diff out of my motorhome. For you guys, I've got a 1978 GMC motorhome, which got a big block V8 in it. And at 1 a.m, Hume Highway, hit a kangaroo, went under, hit the drive shaft, shattered the bearing that goes into the diff, and we came to a halt. Since then, I've realized there's a challenge you've got to face. And the one thing is, how do I do this? How do I learn this? How do I fix this? And I've learned with the technology we have today, with a bit of patience, perseverance, anything's possible. And I mean, anything's possible. I won't say anything you can do, because that would be silly to think you can do anything, but there's possibility. So if you're feeling down, you're feeling like you're struggling, whether it's map making, modding, whatever it is, all I can say is perseverance and sticking with it, not losing your focus and saying, regardless of what I encounter, I'm going to keep a smile on this. I'm going to make sure that I just keep slugging through this till the end. And that transfers to whatever you're doing, work, relationships. And remember, guys, you know, we're all human. Person you're next to or the person you're friends with might not be here the next week. So rather than getting bitter and holding things, just learn to forgive people and reach out and tell those people you care about them. If you've got a friend that's going through a hard time, spend some time, make a call, go around, visit them, and just be human. I mean, I know we get in DayZ and people go on KOSs, but outside of that, we're still humans. We still have feelings. So please, guys, take the time to at least look after each other and give each other a kind word, because the world is not getting any easier. So try to make it easier within your own little bubble and help each other out. And thank you to Speedscaler and you guys as well for being a part of what I've been doing and supporting me as well, because it reciprocates.
The purpose of why this channel and this community exists, mate. It's not just to talk shit about, you know, controversial stuff and all the rest of it, like some people think. It's about showcasing, sharing, trying to promote. And I love that message. And I'm going to do a quick shout out. I'm reading a book or listening to a book at the moment, which is called Black Box Thinking by Matthew Syed. And what you were talking about there, that, you know, the reason I'm going to shout it out is I do read a few self-help sort of books every now and then, but most of them, they're grifters. They're trying to sell you something. They're trying to get you to sign up to Hustler Academy and crap like that. This is just a book talking about, you know, how to be a bit more successful. And one of the things he mentioned in there, and this is where it's relevant to what you just said, is we stigmatize failure. People who fail are seen as a failure. They're seen as not good enough. And that's a bad attitude, because guess what, folks? We're all going to fail at shit. It's how you rise up from those failures, what you learn from those failures, that makes the difference. And the culture around the word fail needs to change, is one of the big things I'm picking up from this. So if you're looking for an interesting book, I cannot recommend Black Box Thinking enough, because it's got some good based advice on how to be a bit more successful. And you know, it's all about the black box in an airplane and how it records everything, and it's all open and transparent. Be honest with yourself, be transparent, like you were with your grandson. You were straight up with him. Yeah, you know, you had a suspicion and you said, did you do any shenanigans? Yeah, don't be afraid to. Yeah, you only fail when you give up. Yep, if you think you can, you will. If you think you can't, you definitely won't. So yeah,
exactly.
Guys and girls, thank you all so, so much. It's a great show. Grandpa, we are so happy that you're back on your feet, mate. And I look forward to seeing what you can do in the future, mate. And yeah, you're a great example of, yeah, life's a bitch, but you just got to suck it up and keep on going, and reach out for help, folks. There's nothing wrong. Have a look at the guy. He's built like a brick fucking shit house, and he's talking about emotions. The guy's work security. He's a hard motherfucker, but he's still in touch with his emotions. And there's nothing wrong with that, folks. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
It's important out there for everyone to make sure you're communicating. I think the greatest thing I had working security detail and stuff was they put me on the door in so many places, Frankston, Alice Springs, all over the place. But I learned this thing had more power than these things, because I realized talking to a human that is drunk, and a guy came in one night and he was drunk, I'll tell you really quickly, and he provoked me all night. And I held back and held back and held back. He came back 2 weeks later. He walked in sober and he said, can I talk to you? I said, sure. And I thought he wanted to have a follow-up. But he said to me, last week I was an absolute a-hole. I want to apologize, but I looked in your eyes. I knew what you could do, but you didn't do it. He said, it bugged me. He said, why did you do that? And I said, it's called grace. I gave you grace even though you didn't deserve it, mate. I said, what you deserved was opposite. I chose to let it slide and forgive you. He took me and he said, do you know this? And this is an important lesson, everyone listening. He said, that week, my son was murdered and my wife went to jail for murdering him. Oh, now, this guy had to come home to an empty house, which I didn't know this. Can you imagine if I did the opposite, took him on face value and tossed him out the door? You know, he got hurt. This poor guy has gone through something that most of us couldn't imagine. And yet that moment of grace, which is unearned favor, he looked at me and he said, do you know what I call you? I said, what are you? The Rock. And he hugged me and said, I love you, man. He goes, you don't know what that meant to me. That was a real pivotal point in realizing empathy and compassion beyond just someone's mannerisms or what they're doing. He's drunk. But we don't know to go home to an empty house. I mean, we could never understand that. Some people could out there. But that's where I realized just being compassionate and forgiving, and I've made the best friend. And from that point, every time he saw me, he would just hug me. And, yeah. You know, I love you. I love you, Rock. So, you know, I really enjoy the fact that, you know, that was a moment where I could have done the opposite, but, you know, love, compassion, patience. And here's the thing, humility. We talk in a world of pride, but humility is sadly lost. And the most beautiful people I've met are the most humble people. So, you know, sometimes it pays to bow down your pride and just forgive somebody and enjoy it and be thankful. You'd be surprised the friends you can make doing that way. So
lifelong friends.
One thing of getting,
Good message, mate. Love that.
Next week's guest, ladies and gentlemen, is the one, the only, Just Another Guy. Smaller channel, but you know, that's what we're here for. Like we've been saying, yeah, we're here to help people and have a discussion with them, because whether they've got 200,000 subscribers or 222 subscribers, it doesn't make a difference. They're still just like us. They love DayZ, and I'm looking forward to having a chat with him. I love the little banner he had at the top there, his goal of hitting channels and that. Give yourself goals in life, folks. Gives you something to work for. Just don't be too critical of yourself when you don't hit them. You know, got to be realistic with your expectations. Grandpa, pleasure to have you on, man. So happy for you. And keep us updated. Keep on giving us updates on what you're doing. And we'll share stuff when you've got new releases and all the rest of it. And keep us updated with Rosewood, mate. Very excited to see a good Australian map out there. Are you going to have some bloody dingoes in it?
Got them. Already built the dingoes. Shout out to Dino Beanos, who helped me learn how to do animals, by the way. Dino Beanos, you're a legend as well. So,
Are you going to put a kangaroo in there? Because I really want to see someone get kicked in the nuts by a kangaroo.
Hunter, I chatted to Hunter about that last week. And I've also got bogans, because it wouldn't be Australia without bogans. So
that's right.
If you guys don't know what a bogan is, just Google it overseas. You'll figure it out pretty quick.
Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone. And thank you, all of the community. Once again, this show wouldn't be able to go on without you. The last thing I want to ask for is, I am in the process at the moment of organizing our Christmas show and coming up with the prizes that we're going to be giving away. I've got some ideas, but as always, I need ideas from you guys as well. You know, we don't have a massive budget, so don't be telling me you want me to give away a Lamborghini Countach. I don't even know if they still make them, but that's the Lamborghini I remember. It's what we do, guys. We like to give back. You know, it's why we're helping Hunter Z with the models for his crocodile, because Hunter Z is a good bloke, and we do we try to look out for good people. So if you've got any ideas, any suggestions on stuff we can do, I'm trying to get a hold of Petty Weddy to see if we can get another figurine. 10 years this year, folks. I'm going to keep on harping on that. 10 years, and DayZ's still going strong. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you all next week. Grandpa, a pleasure. Cobra, good to have you back, my man.
Take care, man. Take care.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Have a great day, Z.
See you soon.